Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Focus, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Powering Your Property is a weekly segment where we discuss the biggest property headlines over the past week. And today, we're speaking with Karmjit Singh, senior consultant at real estate firm JLL and CEO of ShowSuite. Now, freehold Watton Estate condominium is up for collective sale with a reserve price of $536 million.
And this translates to a land rate of over $1,738 per square foot for plot ratio. It was first put up for an en bloc sale back in 2007 at that time with a price tag of $480 million. But Karamjit, it's been 12 years since Watton Estate's first en bloc attempt, and they've also increased the asking price by $56 million. What are the chances, especially given that the en bloc market has been affected by last year's cooling measures?
Well, you know, the en bloc market has been very, very quiet. Whatever sales that we've seen in the market after the cooling measures have been very few and far between and generally centered around very small en bloc scale. So, I mean, nothing taking away from the fact that Watton Estate's location is great. They've got favorable attribute, but just wrong timing.
What about price point, though? Its marketing agent said at a land rate of $1,825 PSF PPR, this is an attractive rate comparable to several other recently concluded deals in the area.
So, you know, recent is all relative, right? So it was, I think what they were referring to was pre-cooling measures. And true, there were pre-cooling measures transactions. But, you know, the market has quite clearly changed since then. And at this stage, developers are not minded to pay, you know, where the market was when it was red hot pre-cooling measures.
Mm-hmm. Well, meanwhile, while all these are going on, a development at Waterloo Street called Minyuan, I believe, has put itself on the market for $145 million, which translates to a land price of over $2,600 PSF PPR. What's your review of this development, Karamjit?
Sure. So I think here they are hoping to capitalize on this mini bull run that we saw earlier part of this year, where quite a number, a couple of land in around this central area, Waterloo and Ophir Road, was sold for conversions to hotels. And new benchmark were set arising from this heated competition between two or three players. So at this price, sounds like it's testing a new grounds once over again, and whether there is enough of depth in that market to for any hotel player to pay at this rate, I think remains to be seen. And it's been few months since we last saw a hotel land being transacted. So I think it'll be interesting to watch this space to see whether the demand has that much of depth.
Karmjit, Minyuan's location is pretty central. How good of a chance does it stand versus Watton Estate?
Sure, yeah, it's central. It's got good potential for a boutique hotel development. So logically, there will be demand, but whether hotel players would have the stomach to be able to accept that minimum price is the key. Sounds like borderline on the high side. But again, you know, things, if the big picture looks positive with more tourist arrivals coming in, Terminal 5 is expected to be a game changer, so you can never know.
Well, Karamjit, today, meanwhile, a roll of apartments and shops on Phoenix Road, this is near Bukit Panjang, has been sold en bloc for $42.6 million in the property's second collective sale attempt. What is the potential of this particular site?
Potential, quite clearly, it's a redevelopment offering. So the successful buyer would pull it down, redevelop it to maybe a small boutique-ish development of 1,800 units or thereabouts. It's a 99-year leasehold property. So it would be a very boutique-ish, perhaps with some ground floor shops.
We're speaking to Karmjit Singh, senior consultant at real estate firm JLL and CEO of ShowSuite. Now, private home prices in Singapore rose 1.5% in the second quarter of this year after a 0.7% decline in the previous quarter, according to data released by the URA on Friday. This is the first increase in Singapore's private residential price index since the property cooling measures introduced in July last year, Karmjit. Start of a rebound, you think, or we're being too hasty?
It is a technical rebound that we're seeing. And the technical rebound must be understood to be supply-driven as opposed to demand-driven. driven. And what I mean by that is that at this stage, we're seeing the fruits of the unblock that took place 12, 18 months, 15 months ago. And during the run-up in prices, new benchmarks were set as developers were chasing after one another to buy land. So all these land parcels that were bought and sold in the early part of last year, before the cooling measures came about, are beginning to be launched in its new incarnation. And because those land prices were high, we're beginning to see a new stock of high-value, largely freehold projects coming on board. Not all of them have done well. Some of them have done reasonably well. But the cumulative effect of a disproportionate high number of high-value units setting these new benchmarks is enough to move the property price needle. And that's exactly what we're seeing, what we saw in the second quarter of this year.
Mm-hmm. And Karamjit, have you seen any real impact on Singapore's property market brought on by the deepening political crisis in Hong Kong and by even Brexit as well? I mean, could this help to revitalize the local market?
Yeah, so I don't know about Brexit. Maybe one could argue that the very fact that Dyson relocated to Singapore could be, you know, on the back of uncertainties around Brexit. But aside from Dyson, it's very unclear whether there was any others. Insofar as Hong Kong is concerned, you know, there has been a steady stream of money coming out of Hong Kong from groups that are looking to kind of deleverage their risk. And so that process has been ongoing for several years now. So it's not just a knee-jerk reaction arising from what we saw last 2 months or so. Will it revitalize the market? Yes, it would. And I think there could be potentials for that. And it's not just limited to the residential market. It will likely be seen in probably the commercial market, office market also.
Karamjit, here is our Green with Envy segment. Several luxury property transactions have been quite high profile of late. James Dyson's super penthouse, $70 million. His second property near Botanic Gardens, $45 million. Also, today's Business Times reported that Alibaba Group Chairman, co-founder Jack Ma could be building a two-story bungalow in the Victoria Park Good Class bungalow area. Why are we seeing, though, this wave of expensive homes being bought despite the high stamp duties?
Yeah, so that's interesting. There'll probably be two key reasons. Number one, overall, Singapore represents a very steady, stable place that is actually not expensive when compared to our global peers. For one, when we compare our residential home prices against Hong Kong's home prices, we're much, much cheaper. And quite a bit of money is pouring from that direction, from China, Hong Kong. So from that perspective, you know, it feels good. Even if you add stamp duties, if a foreigner is purchasing Singapore, it still overall just feels cheaper and in a very stable environment, stable currency. Never mind that there are global uncertainties, but that's been there all the time. In the case of Jack Ma's, I mean, based on the report in the Business Times today, it could well be a purchase bought on behalf of a Singaporean relative or whether it's the wife or so. So that part's not very clear. And if that happens to be the only property under his or her name and happens to be a Singaporean, then actually ABSD in this case doesn't apply.
Karamjit Singh, senior consultant at real estate firm JLL and CEO of ShowSuite. ShowSuite.com is a homes portal where you can experience your new dream home in 3D and VR. You can download the app for free on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.